Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They lied. And they just admitted it. You know the part where they were faking shipping the Haitians back on the planes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They weren't.
So they weren't doing what they said they were doing. Yeah.
They have shipped some of them
back.
Before they
were doing it.
But what they told us was they were going to ship them all back, right? Repatriation.
Right.
But they didn't mean that. They were actually moving them into the country. Instead, the vast majority of them, about 75%, moved into the country. So that puts a whole new light on this exchange yesterday. Representative Gonzalez from Texas was grilling Mayorkas, who heads Department of Homeland Security. Saying, listen, we keep hearing these incidents. ICE agents are being attacked and having to call local police by Haitians on buses who turn on them and take over the buses as you're shipping them all over the country. But you told us you were flying them out of the country. We can't seem to make sense of that. Could you tell us, and this is members of Congress at the hearing yesterday, could you tell us, Mayorkas, are you really deporting these people, or are you just sneaking them into the country, acting like a coyote so the cartels don't have to? Here's the response Gonzalez got. And believe me, Mayorkas knows exactly how many they've moved into the country. He's lying here.
How many people have been dispersed?
I would be pleased to provide you with specific data subsequent to this hearing.
Well, sir, yesterday you were asked exactly the same question and you gave exactly the same answer. You think you'd be a little bit better prepared now that you've been asked that question.
Let me share something with you quite clearly. I work 18 hours a day. Okay, so when I returned from yesterday's hearing, I actually focused on mission.
So you don't have any estimation at all at the numbers that I'm asking for at all?
Of course he doesn't.
Yes. Well, he's not going to offer it. He knows.
He knows. And the New York Post headline this morning, I think pretty much said, sorry, this crazy system. I've had to jerry-rig it to get it to work, and it fires off audio. I'm sorry that happens all the time. Okay, headline this morning, this was the front page of the New York Post. This is why Department of Homeland Security has now just come out and admitted, okay, we are bringing them into the country. So that's the breaking news on Fox right now. The headline on the New York Post this morning, border lie, Biden said he'd deport migrants, but he's secretly letting them in. And that, remember, is exactly what they've been telling us in Texas, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and
right.
Abbott. No, no, no. They're lying to you. They are loading them on buses and planes and shipping them into the interior.
The Biden administration, at the end of the day, even when we arrest them and we turn them over to them, they release them. They're doing nothing in enforcement like we're doing. So how can we take this over? Let's just hire all of their employees. Let them all come to work for us. We'll have a border force, and when the president has no one to turn to but Texas, we'll say, Mr. President, just step back and we'll take care of it, because you don't seem to care or even be aware of what's going on to begin with.
So here's the, and now they've admitted this is true. This is from earlier this morning, the headline from New York Post. Despite the Biden administration claiming that more than 10,000 illegal immigrants, it's actually 16, massed at the makeshift migrant camp in Texas are being deported, thousands of them are actually being released into the United States on a, quote, very large scale, unquote. I'm simply being told to report to an immigration court in 60 days. Of course, we know they never do.
Yeah, the notice to appear, the NTA.
Yeah.
And of course, nothing ever happens.
Yeah, they're just lying.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. When they get busted or when they want to do a thing, they just lie. Others are being put on flights to Tucson, Texas, the report said. And they're flying them there and then taking them and, you know, on planes at your expense all over the country. So the problem here is this is a human flood, Lee. And so as word gets out now that you're not going to be deported, it's going to grow and grow and grow. I mean, we're already at two million encountered on the border this year. We are already for August at a 371% increase over last August. The human flood is growing. There is no there's no slowing down or stopping it.
Well, this is just like what went on during the Obama administration.
Yeah, except we didn't see Obama lie like this. I mean, literally send Mayorkas out to the public to tell us,
we
"Oh, these people
see
we're,
it, Tara, but
we're oh yeah, we're deporting them. They're no, those are the planes have resumed. Joe ordered the plane. They're not sending anybody home. I mean, they're sending a few, but very few of them are going home. It's been like I don't know, but the latest one day total was about 600 of them, but the rest they're moving them into the interior. That's what they're doing. That's why they continue to come. So. That's a problem. They lied. Mayorkas lied. They just got cold busted. And so the Department of Homeland Security just admitted it. Yeah, okay, we're taking them into the country.
You know, and I keep seeing these liberals mentioning how Republicans are simply anti-immigration. No. No, it's not. This is illegal immigration.
Yeah, this is a different
thing.
This
is people who are breaking the law to enter this country illegally, something that every other country, every other sovereign country on the face of the earth enforces at their border. But we don't.
Yeah, you and I almost, we talk about illegal immigration every day. You and I almost never speak of legal immigration.
Exactly.
I don't even hardly pay attention to it.
Well,
we don't object to that.
But and that's what these liberals are trying to do. They're trying to say Republicans are trying to stop immigration.
No.
No, they're not. All we're simply asking, and all that any Republican representative or senator is asking for, is that immigrants come into this country legally. We have laws for that. We have a process. We have an open opportunity for people to legally immigrate to this country. There is a process. It's not broken. It works. It happens every day. We have people who come into this country, immigrate to this country, and become American citizens. It is not a broken system. It is the lack of enforcement at our border to illegal immigration that is the issue. And this is something that is exacerbated by every single policy that this administration is trying to come up with.
Here's more breaking news. An official told the Associated Press that a large number of Haitians were being processed under immigration laws and not being put on the deportation flights that began Sunday. The revelation that illegal immigrants are being released into the U.S. comes just days after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas warned that people crossing the border would be returned to their country. So they're literally, you know, these flights are a fake diversion.
Yeah.
So they can get these people into the country, all while the Biden administration sues Governor Abbott to force him to move the state highway patrol cars that are blocking their path.
Because the state is trying to enforce the law that the federal government
right.
won't enforce.
And Biden is breaking it.
And which Democrats have done repeatedly about southern states who are impacted by illegal immigration on a daily basis to the tune of billions of dollars. And the federal government is suing states who are simply trying to enforce what is federal law. Unbelievable.
And lying about it, and they just got cold busted. Which I don't think there's a downside to for them. They don't care about lying. I think what they're doing now, again, to show you the scale of this, when the CEO of Gallup, and I repeat this all the time, when the CEO of Gallup just a few months ago writes a blog post saying, hey, look, we've pulled Haiti, we have pulled South and Central America, and the numbers that will come to America if they feel they can get over the border, it's about 42 million. They intend to take them all. I mean, and they couldn't have been clear about it, Joe and Bernie. I mean, when they wrote their plan, the Biden-Sanders plan, and put it on Biden's website, I talked about this all summer before the election, they said they intended to welcome all of the world's migrants. It's over 100 million. They said it right there in the plan. I mean, I don't understand the coverage angle our site is taking on Fox and other places where they're like, wow, Joe's screwing up, man. No, he's not. Joe's got a stone cold down. They're highly organized at what they're doing. They're not screwing up. Their plan is to bring them here. And once you look at that, you can see they are doing a great job. And look, I'm not. Look, listen to Joe, okay? This is Joe, 2020, before the election.
What I would do as president, I would, in fact, make sure we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Yeah. He told you. What part of that did you not believe? And our side still takes this idiot point of view. Well, he's just, man, he really wants to, he shares our values. He wants us to secure the border. He wants us to be safe, but he's just screwing up. No, he's not. They are highly competent, completely organized, and they got a plan. They are simultaneously suing Abbott, the governor of Texas, to get those highway patrol troopers out of the way, which is the only thing right now from keeping millions from pouring over the border. Simultaneously doing that while completely ignoring, i.e. nullifying, the court ruling that said Biden had to put the Trump policies back in place because his broke the law. Biden's like, I don't care about court orders. I'm going to nullify that. I don't care. Come make me do it. So that is, Lee, what you hear when I describe that is a systematic means of operation that is highly planned. That is not chaos. That is not incompetence. That is not confusion. That is not, wow, Joe just can't get it together. That is deliberate. Joe has it completely together. His goals are just not America's goals. And they hide behind the chaos, the cover of chaos, I call it. Once you understand that, you know what's going on in our country. You know what they're doing, Lee? They're going to normalize this.
Yeah.
They're going to normalize this. And so, you know, 16,000 Haitians walking across the border in a space of a week will become normal, and it won't be news till it grows to 30 in a week.
We'll have to build some bigger bridges for them to stay under, won't we? That's part of that infrastructure plan.
But, you know, okay, the upside of this, the good, and I did this on the Battleground podcast the other day. You get it by texting Battleground to 71307. My hope is, okay, this will become so desperate that Abbott will be forced to take immigration law into his own hands. In other words, nullify court orders, Joe's orders, and ignore the courts and federal law and do it himself. He needs to do it. He's got to do it. He's clearly going to have to be pushed to it. It'll be the first major nullification action. Those troopers can't be moved. Make the feds, I don't know who you send, the FBI, make the feds come down here and move them. Ignore the court. Don't let Joe use the courts to stop you. He's not letting the courts stop him. Court orders mean nothing to Joe now. His point of view is, I'm a Democrat. I don't have to comply. Well, you know what? That ought to be our point of view, too. Come down here and make it. We need, this country so badly needs the visual of armed federal agents clashing with highway patrol troopers and state agencies in Texas to stop the enforcement at the border. We need to see that, and it needs to happen, and it'll kick off a nullification wave. So please pray that Abbott gets enough of a backbone to do it. Or that 42 million folks, they're going to come straight over that border in these 4 years Biden has. Count on it.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texter writes, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is just fine with the situation. It is what he will run on, gives him something to be outraged about. If it were to be solved, he would lose the issue to complain about throughout his next election cycle. Republicans all bark, no fight. I hope Alan West wins the primary and the governor's race. Another text on this. See, here's the thing. Abbott wants to be president, though. He's got his eyes on Ron DeSantis as well. And he's got Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick in Texas barking at his heels. We talked about this on the Battleground podcast, saying do it. Deputize him. Offer the Border Patrol jobs working for the state of Texas. Put him on the border and have him answer to us. And he's pushing Abbott and pushing Abbott and pushing Abbott. I don't know what his personal political calculation is there. I'm sure there is one. He's pushing him. Texter writes, at what point, this is another texter, does Abbott deputize every citizen in Texas, line them up at the border, and keep these people out? That's exactly what needs to happen if we're going to keep our country. It would be the beginning of the nullification, which is where we ignore court orders and federal laws that are unconstitutional, that infringe on states' rights. That sound radical? Biden already did it. If you're a Democrat troll, don't text me and tell me that's radical. Biden just did it. Court order. Court order saying that Texas had to reinstate the court, the Trump border controls, because what Biden was doing violates federal law. And what is Biden doing? He's nullifying.
Texas has obtained a federal court order against the Biden administration requiring the Biden administration to keep in place President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. Biden is in violation of that federal court order. If Biden followed that court order, we would not see the chaos that we are seeing in Del Rio today.
You see any consequences for that? No. Let's do it. Come on, let's do it. He's nullifying court orders now. Folks, do you understand what this is about? This isn't even just about the voter drive at the border or immigration or setting the precedent that it's totally normal for 2 million people a year to come over our border. Because it's going to grow to 4 and then it's going to grow to 8. You watch. I will be sitting in this stupid chair on the last year of the Kamala administration, 3 years from now, saying 10 million people crossed our border. Up 570,000%. This is what they're doing. They're normalizing it. But you know what else they're normalizing? Do you know where we are in the program? I'll tell you where we are in the program. The program that they have put us through successfully in recent years is laws apply to Democrats, not at all, but in the extreme to Republicans. Democrats can, as the last hour demonstrated, literally commit felonies on the national stage. It's no big deal. FBI covers for them, right? Well, they are expanding that. Instead of laws and court rulings applying in the extreme to Republican individuals, but not to Democrat individuals at all. They're now taking the position, because why wouldn't they? The last one worked, that court orders do not apply to Democrats or to Democrat administrations or to Democrat movements, like 42 million people over the border. I just don't apply. Why not? I mean, if laws, like criminal laws individually don't apply to Democrats, but apply in the extreme to Republicans, and they send 24 FBI agents to arrest grandmas who walked into the Capitol, but Joe Biden gets to commit bribery and money laundering on the national stage with Chinese and Russian money, and no one cares. Why would you think you had to comply with a court order telling you to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy? You don't. So they are establishing dual justice on the court level. The Supreme Court says, I got it, don't. Do you realize Biden has nullified two major court rulings in the last 2 months? Supreme Court said he could not re-up, in their ruling, he could not re-up the landlord eviction policy that prevented evictions. He did it anyway. Do you see anything happen there? Our side said almost nothing. So now it's like, well, shoot. They say I got to put back the Remain in Mexico policy from the Trump's, you know, regime. Court ordered it, but what do I care? He's nullified. In other words, they're already ripping apart law and order in this country. They're just nullifying it. Court order, laws don't apply to them. Felonies don't apply to them. Criminal investigations aren't ever done to them. And now their position is court orders don't apply to us either. We'll do whatever the hell we want. They started it. So let's finish it. Take state power back. That's a great idea on the text line. Deputize them. Send them to the border. Texas citizens will love that. And you know what's funny? Over 60% of Americans want better border control, including majorities of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. Whoever does this is going to be wildly popular. Whoever has the guts to do it first, do it. I mean, if Abbott wants to get to jump over DeSantis in the race for president, and maybe even Trump, do it. Do it. Why not? Biden's doing it. He's already torn law and order to pieces. Because you know what, folks? If we don't do it, they will have successfully established the dual justice standard that they can do whatever the heck they want, no matter what the courts say. And then it's over. It's well and truly over. So you know what? There's only one move. Take the state power back or lose it all forever. So I'm glad Biden's pushing him. What the heck? Send 10 million more. See what they do. Maybe then they'll act.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And now, one of the most bizarre chapters in American history. I don't think anything like this has ever been seen before. This is so strange, and the implications of it are even stranger. Here's the headline in the New York Post. Circle back, Psaki, spokesperson for the White House, blamed UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson for Joe Biden's mortification. The other day, UK Daily Mail called it a spectacle. Here's what happened. God, this is so telling. Once you get into it, it's like, wow. Joe Biden is sitting next to Boris Johnson. And they're in the Oval Office. They're in those two chairs. They always sit in after meetings, right? So the two foreign leaders do what they always do. They go behind closed doors, have a discussion. They come out, they answer questions from the media. That has gone on since time immemorial. Same two chairs, same Oval Office setting. You've seen it. Obama, Trump, Biden, all of them. It's traditional. You take questions. So Boris Johnson does that. He doesn't think anything of it. He's the Prime Minister of the UK. Of course he intends to answer questions from British media and Australian media who were present in the Oval Office. So he does. He takes three questions. When he announces he's going to take questions, Joe Biden beclowns himself by saying, good luck with that. I guess he takes the Chairman Xi approach that no one shall ask him questions. That's normal in China, but it's not normal here or in the Western world. And so Boris Johnson begins taking questions. I played you the audio yesterday on how bizarre that ended up being. As White House, they call them wranglers. White House wranglers started screaming after a CBS reporter asked Joe Biden an actual, you know, question. Because they were horrified. They didn't want him to answer it. And so they shouted down the reporters, okay? Whose fault is this? Boris Johnson's. Wait, what? Okay, here's the incident.
Interrupts or unbalances the Belfast Good Friday Accords. That's the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. That's the...
Thank you.
Okay. A bizarre episode, right? So the media, even the left-wing media, they live to lie on Joe Biden's
behalf. Has President Biden ever... I'm sorry, everything
keeps firing off. I've had to jerry-rig the equipment this morning to get it to work. And Let's see. Here we go. Okay. So Psaki is asked about this by a pissed-off CBS reporter. Keep in mind, what you can't see in that first clip is the Wranglers, the Biden staffers, literally shoving reporters physically out the door as they scream to keep them from asking any questions. Psaki is asked about this by one of the pissed-off reporters who was shoved out the door, and she blames Boris Johnson. Listen.
What is your understanding of what transpired in the Oval Office yesterday when we were all in there trying to hear from the President and the Prime Minister?
Which aspect?
Well, the British Prime Minister in the American Oval Office called on British reporters, and then when American reporters tried to call on the American President, we were escorted out, let's put it that way.
Well, I think in that circumstance, and I think our relationship with the United Kingdom and with Prime Minister Johnson is so strong and abiding, we will be able to move forward beyond this. But he called on individuals from his press corps without alerting us to that intention in advance.
Wow. Do you realize what she just did? That is a major international incident. She just questioned the strength of our ties to the UK. As if Prime Minister Johnson committed the major faux pas. Think about what she's saying here. We've never seen this before. Prime Minister Boris Johnson should have checked in with Circleback. Who's just a flack? She's not the president. What she's saying is Prime Minister Johnson should have checked in with Circleback to get her permission to take questions from his own press corps, because it might embarrass Joe, because he's not capable of answering questions from the American press corps. And that because Johnson did not check in with Circleback to get permission, he's the damn prime minister. He doesn't need Circleback's permission to take questions from the British media. Nobody's ever heard of such a thing. Because he did not, he has dented UK and US relations? Let's read from the transcript. This is insane. I think our relationship, this is Circleback. I think our relationship with the United Kingdom and with Prime Minister Johnson is so strong and abiding, we will be able to move forward beyond this. Well, if our relationship weren't so tight, we're so horrified by what Prime Minister Johnson's done here, it might affect international relationships between our countries. I can't. There's no words. Why would Johnson think he needed Circleback's permission to take questions on U.S. soil from his own media? Do you know what they're saying? I mean, you've seen the press conferences, right? We've covered them a million times here. It's Obama standing next to Merkel after their summit and they answer questions. It's Trump standing next to Putin after their summit. They answer questions. This has been done since time immemorial. You've seen it. And now the position of the White House staff is you cannot take questions from your own press corps if you're standing beside Joe because it makes Joe look bad. And if you do, we will consider it such an international incident it may damage relations between our countries. Is that a position we want to double down on? I mean, oh, and here's the thing. Here's the most bizarre aspect of this whole thing. Joe was trying to answer the question. He was speaking. He wanted to answer the question. In fact, the CBS reporter, after being shoved physically out the door by Circleback's minions, says on the portico, well, I couldn't hear Joe. I couldn't hear him. They were screaming. Okay, let's just think normal human relationships in America. Would you shout down your boss and have a job the next day? Would you shout down your boss in the morning and have a job in the afternoon? Because you just decided your boss shouldn't speak because he's a moron? No, you wouldn't have a job. They overruled Joe, who wanted to answer the question, physically shoved the press corps out the door. Physically, you can see him pushing him while screaming to keep Joe from answering the question. And they still have jobs. And then Sergeback goes out there and commits a major international incident, blaming this on Boris Johnson. And apparently doesn't think that this will cost her her job. It was an absolute demonstration to the world that the Wranglers, the White House staff, dictates to Joe what he will do. And if they don't want him answering questions, he damn well doesn't answer a question. And they still have a job the next day, so clearly they're in charge. So, I mean, in capitals all over the world, they're trying to figure out how to calibrate their interactions with Biden. Well, I mean, I guess we're expected to gaff off our own press corps if we're sitting anywhere near Biden. They're going to get flack for that in their own countries. What do they do? And they're literally mandating nobody can take, no foreign leaders can take questions if they're around Biden because it makes Biden look bad because he's so demented. They've never seen a thing like this. Nobody has. And it speaks volumes about who's really in charge here. And it is so strange. You hate broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts. Can't eat that stuff. Maybe even feel bad about it. Well, you shouldn't. It's not your fault. It's genetic. Yeah, keep that in mind with your kids, too. Asparagus, all that. They don't like it? I can tolerate asparagus. The rest of that stuff I don't like. New study shows when it comes to brassica vegetables, it's actually not your child's personality. It's not a fault. It's genetic. Apparently, enzymes from those vegetables and the bacteria in some people's saliva can mix to produce an unpleasant sulfurous odor and taste. Ew. In the study, researchers found parent-child pairs had similar levels of these types of bacteria in their saliva. So you inherited it. Researchers add they found that children whose saliva produced high amounts of the sulfur, they call them volatiles, dislike brassica vegetables the most. So it's not, this is just, you know, this kid has no discipline. He wants to just eat pizza. Maybe it tastes terrible. Although scientists theorize that perhaps you could build up a tolerance to it over time, which is why adults actually get better about eating these vegetables if they're forced to over a long period of time. I'll stick with fruit. Thank you. A lot of those vegetables taste terrible to me. I know I'd have this if they tested it. So just telling you that, just, you know, it's not a fault of your child's or maybe even yours. It's like so many things always turn out to be. It's genetic, which is kind of interesting. Texter writes, we have a presidency by unelected committee headed by an invisible, invincible, unelected CEO. Invincible because Biden will be blamed and not even know he was set up. Scary. Folks, I think I believe this. I think he was selected because he was so controllable. Controllable by the Democrat Party, who, I mean, they got a copy of the laptop. They know he's in it for $30 million in laundered money and bribes. They can control him absolutely. He's like an avatar. They can make him do terrible things that no one in their right mind would ever do. I mean, when you look at the poll number decline that we've just seen, 17-point drop in less than 3 months among independents, 12-point drop in 2 weeks among black voters, and he persists. Because they're heaping every terrible thing they ever wanted to do on him, knowing they're going to finish him off. No president they didn't have blackmail material on would ever agree to such a thing. I think the FBI wanted him for that reason, because they could get away with whatever they wanted on his watch. That's why they held that laptop starting in December 2019, said nothing about it. Folks, do you remember January, February, March of 2020? Joe Biden was on the skids. He wasn't going to win that primary. Didn't look like it then. They could have indicted him, no problem. But they didn't tell anybody. They didn't tell a soul. Because they wanted him. He was best for them. They got the blackmail material. The Chinese have it. The Russians have it. That's why he's approving their pipelines when Obama and Trump blocked them. They all wanted Biden because they all own him and they control him. They can dump every horrible thing onto Joe he ever did. And Joe has to listen to his staff, not the other way around. And they will drop kick him before the next election. Not that he'd ever make it through a Democrat primary if he lives that long.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.